Okay, take two.
Yeah, take two.
Take two. That means I screwed up so badly that we're starting like over again.
Yes.
This is the world famous Asian Cult Cinema on
Radio St. Pete.
RadioSt.com. My name's Matt. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And this is I'm in a turkey coma, but I didn't have turkey. This is
I didn't either. We had steaks yesterday.
Nice. I made a homemade pizza. So
there you go.
Yes. That's what Thanksgiving has devolved to. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Oh, that's right. You were a pizza maker in your younger years.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, there you go. So you know how to do it.
Sure do.
All right. Well, that's a fallback plan.
Yes, it is. I can always throw dough. I did it through high school and college, you know.
Yeah. And you're always throwing dough at guitars and, you know, stuff, amps and stuff like that.
Now so, I got to start selling some of this stuff off.
Woof.
Yes, let's just say that trips to Japan are expensive.
I bet they are.
I look at my bank account and go, oh, God, I'm yikes. Because yes, we're going to. I'm going
That's
to
right,
Japan
you're going next week, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. Four days.
Wait, you're in 10. You're going to be. Are you going to be in 10 days or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So it's working. It's kind of slowly panning out. You know, we're going to end up going leaving on Wednesday morning at like 6 a.m. And then we're going to go to Atlanta, then go to Seoul, then from Seoul go to Japan. Kind of normal stuff. But it's like, oh, it's so many hours. It's like 22 hours travel each way, you know, and you're like, so I don't know what. I don't care about flying. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, but that's a long time.
How many hours is it? You said 12?
No, 22.
They have planes that can fly for 22 hours?
No, this plane, the main one is 15 hours in the air.
Oh,
so it goes up and then it goes over for 50, like it landed to Seoul, you know.
Oh, South Korea.
Yeah, Korea.
Oh, North Korea.
Going back to my old stomping grounds of South Korea.
The neighborhoods change a little bit. Yeah, next door neighbors get a little grumpy, aren't they?
Yeah, right. Just give me a gun. I'm pretty sure you can bet on me. So that'll be fun. I did set up to go to meet the guy from Time Bomb.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit up Time Bomb Records in Osaka because I'm going to go to Kyoto. Then we're going to Kobe for 2 days. Then we're going to go to Osaka for 3 days-ish. And then off back to work.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, at least you get all next week off, right?
Yeah. 10 days.
All right.
So, no, I mean, I'm going to work Monday, Tuesday. And going.
I see. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
When you start a new job, you have zero time to take.
You're going to work next Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. And then you're,
then okay. Wednesday through.
You'll be back 2 weeks after that. You'll be December or whatever.
So it'll be exciting. I'm excited to go. You know, just seeing what we're going to do. I'm going to try and make some surprise shirts for Time Bomb Record guys.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it'll be kind of cool to just say, here you go. Thanks. You know, see if they can squeeze some free stuff out of him. He said he was going to mail me some stuff, so he's probably going to meet up with me and give me a bunch of stuff to play for my other show, The Indie Circuit.
Yeah, so.
So,
cool.
Have you watched anything this week? Have you done anything this week?
I've done a lot, but I haven't watched anything.
Haven't watched anything? I've been watching Riff Tracks, of course. I watched Rotor. Remember that one we did it on our show, the ROTOR, and then, what was that thing? Alien Outlaw. I was just watching that. What an insanely stupid movie. And let's see. I did watch a whole bunch of other stuff. I watched that one called Neon. It was just talking about the neon signs and you know, kind of how they've gone away. You know, they're going away because everything's just plastic. Like plastic took over and plastic lighting and that.
Yeah.
And I watched one called Man Killer. Oof, it's a bad movie. Really bad movie. And then oh my God. Oh, and then I watched one called RoboDoc, which was, RoboDoc was a National Lampoon one. It was kind of funny. Mankiller, I think, might have even been a trauma, but it wasn't like a trauma one. Like, I saw that at the beginning and I was like, ugh, I'm turning this off. But it was more like a movie. You know, like, you know how trauma movies are almost like, they're almost not a movie. You know what I mean? Like they're just
It's like a running gag.
Yeah, it's just. But this one was actually like they must have just.
They probably licensed it from somewhere.
Exactly, because this was actually a movie. You know, I was like, oh, okay, wow. So I'm glad I didn't turn it off right away. And that's all I watched this week.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, it was something. But what do we got going on?
Did you watch crappy football games yesterday?
Yes, I didn't watch the middle one because it was on CBS, and CBS charges for streaming. So
they do?
They try.
Wow.
Yeah, they're no good. So I watched the first one, and I watched half the second one, and I was so bored. Then I watched our second movie. It was like 3-3. I'm like, who cares? I can watch people punt at a punting competition.
Yeah,
you know, it was terrible. They're both just really bad.
Terrible. Anyway. So, what movie did we watch? Which movie are we doing?
We're doing mine, which was
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Strike of the Tortured Angels.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Both of our movies sounded a lot better in theory than they were in real life.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I was so sad that Godzilla versus the Smog Monster didn't work out for us.
I can't believe that.
I know. See, originally what we did, we're doing two Asian cult cinemas this week. And I picked Strike of the Tortured Souls because there's...
Tortured Angels.
Tortured Angels. Because there's an Asian girl in blackface makeup. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So,
an afro with a cheap, crappy afro.
An afro and a blackface. And I was like, I was waiting for her to do, oh, Mr. Benny. But that didn't happen. And it was, nothing happened. It was just a thing. No nudity in either movie worth mentioning. I was like, what are you doing?
The other movie, well, we'll talk about it in the next show. But, you know, this one, there were teasers. There were cheesy teasies or whatever.
That's what happened in that Manhunter movie. Now, this movie was like it was almost like...
Man-Killer, you said?
Yeah, Man-Killer. It was almost like... Did you ever see it?
No.
It was almost like that one from the Philippines, the Strike Force of All Women...
Yeah,
and Mankiller. There's this movie I watched. They're all like, "Oh, I'm gonna go kill that guy," and she breaks, and she forms her team out of prison girls. Not one boob shot, and I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to sound all pervy, but know what you are. It was rated R because of this ultra violence, but and then it was not. And you have a whole bunch of girls that are dressed very skimpily because it was the '80s, and they're teased up hair, and they're like cut off shirts and everything like that. But no nudity. I'm like, what a weird line to draw in the sand.
But
then that's what this one is.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what are you? A women in prison movie that's all like, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah, it doesn't deliver the goods, let's just put it that
any
way.
Any goods. All right, well, let's take a trailer break. We're coming back.
Well, it delivers the stupid goods.
Does it? Yeah, I guess
confusing.
So.
Confusing.
Yes.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
From one end of America to another, from tiny hamlet to the big cities, the critics are raving about blazing stewardesses. And here's what they're saying. Blazing stewardesses outblazes blazing saddles. It's a mad, 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 mad world of sheer lunacy and complete insanity. Dunhall! And the thunderous acclaim grows and grows and grows. Blazing stewardesses out Panthers Pink Panther. Blazing stewardesses out sexes everything you wanted to know about sex. Dunhall! And still the applause mounts. Until it is a crescendo of joy, an overwhelming accolade of spontaneous acclaim. Blazing Stewardesses is all that and more, more, more. If you see one picture this year, make it Blazing Stewardesses. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Please, don't holla.
From Independent International.
Hey, Napoleon. What'd you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
What kind of gun did you use?
A freaking 12-gauge. What do you think?
Yeah, remember Napoleon Dynamite? Sure, we all do. What was the appeal? Sure, none of us can answer that question.
You know, my friend loves that movie. I never knew why it was so funny.
I watched it.
I guess it was like droll is funny to some people. I don't know.
It's an odd movie. I mean,
it had an odd movie.
It had like the cult status, and you're like,
why?
Why? Yeah, kind of why. I don't hate it, but it's just one of those where I was like, huh, all right.
Unlike our movie today, Strike of the Tortured Angel, which is a real cult movie.
Yes.
Sort of. Kind of. You know, yeah. It'll offend people, kind of, sort of.
This one has nobody in it, right? Nobody was in this. So it starts.
Well, if people were in it,
zero
nobody
people.
That I remember being in any other movie. No. Even though if you go IMDb, you may see them in other movies. I don't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the usual. Was this movie a Hong Kong movie? I think it was a Hong Kong movie, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Usual dubbers are there, whatever their names are.
Crikey.
Yeah, Crikey, and but still. And,
right,
you know, all
let's
those
go.
Guys.
Right, okay.
Yeah, good day, you know, whatever. You know. So, yeah, this is like a tame women in prison movie, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, to me, it's like, that's like why would you make a women in prison movie and make it tame? What's the point of it? Oh, it'll be stupid? Yeah, okay, there you go.
There's so many.
And this is packaged, or I should say, this is portrayed on YouTube as Wu-Tang Collection. Oh, wow, this is going to have martial arts and all that? Absolutely nothing.
No, actually, Wu-Tang Collection now is a channel on YouTube, and it's just all of it. They literally are just ripping every single thing in the world.
Yeah, everything made in Hong Kong.
Yeah, apparently, and you're like, okay. And Destructo the Cat has come in to voice his displeasure. He's like, why are you talking about
this? Yeah, at least he doesn't have to scratch on the door today, you know.
So we find out quickly that, you know, it's a woman in prison, and then you find out that apparently women's prisons in Hong Kong are like frat houses in America.
It's like Animal House
It's like an 80s frat house where they just beat on people and pull their shirts off and giggle, but don't do anything, and then... You know, the one lady has tuberculosis. The blackface Asian girl who says, my skin may be dark and my hair may be curly, but I'll still fight you. And you're like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, this is the level that we're getting to with this movie.
It was so stupid. And she's trying to pick on the head person that's beating him up. And there's all these, like, the guy who's in charge of the women's prison is getting catcalled, like, he's so hot.
Yeah. It starts off with this truck of girls, and they're going off to the it's not really a woman's prison. I guess it's like a home from
reformatory
school.
Yeah,
whatever. And the truck breaks down, and he has to go fix a flat, and all of a sudden one of the girls decides, oh, I'm going to run for it, you know? So she does.
Mud wrestling.
She tries to get on the truck, and she misses, and then she runs, and the guy goes after her, and they do a little bit of mud wrestling, and then, they caught her. Now, all you go back to the reform school for wayward little Chinese girls.
And then they're like, oh, she's going to be a problem. He's like, she just doesn't talk. They show, and they're like, okay... They're trying to show, the different people having, these little quirks or whatever like that, but they never elaborated on any of them or gave a reason why, you know. Okay. So then after they get kind of there and established and there's some of that hazing stuff going on, then the warden's like, or the guard, the male guard is like, oh, your boyfriend is here to see you, and he brought you medicine because you have tuberculosis. And you're like, tuberculosis? Like, when they drop
that...
Yeah,
right, well, before that happens, they gotta go, into the school, and they use the usual, like you were talking about, they meet the warden, they get stuck in the shower, they get hazed by the other girls, they get taught the rules of the whole thing.
Right.
They make them go, like... Okay, you have to do gardening, you have to do this, and then you sunbathe on the desert or whatever.
And then they let a pig run around, and you're like,
Run around, and there's shenanigans where she throws the pig on these other girls or whatever. So, yeah. So then we get to a point where, the blackface girl's boyfriend comes there, and he's like, brings her some medicine, right? Because he has tuberculosis. And he goes, you got to give her this.
Yeah, and you're like, she has what? And because he flippantly said that, like, oh, she's really tired. Yeah, she has... I understand she has tuberculosis. And you're like, what? Then the boyfriend shows up, and he's like, your visitor's here. And she's like, don't tell him that I don't want to see him. And she's playing all hard.
Yeah, and he goes up to her, and he gives her the message. He goes, give her this message, and don't tell her I'm here because I'm going on tour with my band. Huh?
You're like, what? What are you talking about? Like, yeah, there was so much, in that one scene. You're like, wait, huh?
Yeah.
The boyfriend won't meet, or she won't meet with her boyfriend. So the guy sits down and he's like, oh, tell me what. Well, he's like, well, she's really sick, but we need to give her this medicine. I know you usually don't give it to her, but please don't let her have it. And he's like, okay. And that's when he goes, oh, by the way, tell her I won't see her for a while because I'm going on tour with my band. And then the guy's like, come on, come with me to the girl, because he leaves. You know, the boyfriend leaves. And the male warden's like, oh, come with me. Not the male warden, the male guard. Yeah. And she's like, what now? And he's like, sit down and have some tea. And she spits the tea out, and she's like, oh, this tea's terrible. And he's like, yeah, you should probably drink a lot of it because it's medicine for you. But he doesn't say medicine. He's like trying to be coy about it. And he's like, your boyfriend was here. You should really have met with him because he's, you know, he's leaving for tour. And that's when she goes all, oh, you know, he's leaving, and now he's going to leave me forever. And you're like, well, you're not taking medicine for your tuberculosis, so forever is like a week. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
And, you know, once you find out that one of your inmates has tuberculosis, that's contagious. You may want to keep her away from the other girls. So not everybody in the whole joint gets TB, but,
not in the frat house of Girl Reform School China.
Yeah,
bro.
Hong Kong.
They play by a different set of rules. Dumb ones.
So,
and she now that the blackface girl is starting to help
Julie. I think
Julie.
Was her name,
yeah, because Julie also is subtitled as Judy in these. This had some. It was like Swedish or
Dutch.
Finnish, something like that. I don't know what Finnish. It had some kind of random like subtitling, and any time they said Julie, they subtitled it Judy. You're like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah,
here?
Well,
yeah, whatever.
So there's her, and then the other girl. And then the one night, Julie's like standing outside, and I think she grabbed the medicine or whatever. She threw it out because she's like, I'm not gonna take this. And she's looking out, she sees the other girl, the one who tried to escape in the beginning, Susan, who's one of the main characters. She's trying to escape.
Yeah.
And then she goes after her. She brings her back in. She goes, what are you doing? You know, it's like, you know, she's like, oh, you can't leave without me or whatever, you know.
and then
there's this weird scene where you see this weird, like, silhouette of these two eyes and a mouth, right?
Yeah.
And it kills a dog, and nothing is ever explained about it afterwards.
And you're like,
you know?
It's
like a horror movie thing in there, and you're going like, well, what's that all about?
Yeah, okay.
Nothing. So, we get another visitor.
This
Zoltan.
Is a fresh one to the studio. Zoltan has come in.
Yeah, Zoltan. Yeah.
Zoltan.
Zontar.
Zontar. She's going to answer our questions about this
she
movie.
She sits on this chair. That's why she's coming in. She's like,
she just did her sassy strut in here. This is Asian cat theater today.
Asian cat cinema.
Yeah. So, you know, and now you have that killing the dog, and then the lady's all angry, and then they just, like, escape.
They escape on a boat.
They climb up and they go into the back of some rice cart, and then
they go to Hong Kong.
And you're like, wait, what a minute, hold on. Yeah, it's like,
and then we'll
so
see
weird.
What happens after our
yes,
break.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Zoltan!
Answer our questions.
What
why
are you doing?
Why is this a movie, Zoltan? She can't answer. No one can.
What an incredible smell you've got.
Crazy modern comedy soap opera for adults comes to the big movie screen. It's all new and just loaded with laughs and pretty girls. It's The Boob Tube Strikes Again. Here's the kind of zany, sexy lunacy TV will never show you at home, and it will tickle your funny bone in a way you've never had it done before. In The Boob Tube Strikes Again. If you thought you've seen everything funny that could be done in the movies, well, guess again. The Boob Tube Strikes Again does them all one better. It's the movie you've been waiting for this year, and they're all talking about it. It's the daytime serial you can't see on TV. It's the lovingest, laughingest, maddest screen show of the season. The Boob Tube Strikes Again. Don't miss The Boob Tube Strikes Again. It's all new in color, rated X for adults, from Constellation Films.
We will disguise you as a terrorist and take you deep into the Middle East. If your acting is successful, you'll be able to get us all the information we need to stop this whole thing from happening. Of course, if you're not interested, there's the door.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, The Boob Tube.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, we
not that good.
Nah, it's all right though.
Anyway, let's
yeah. So now, we have to pay respects.
We have to pay our respects to some of the musical greats.
Lost a whole bunch of people this week.
Yeah,
one is good, two are bad.
Two are good, one is bad.
No, it's sad that we lost two people.
And oh, one, yeah, I'm sad happy that we lost
one. Yeah, yeah, I was, yeah. One of them, Charles Manson, died, so thank God he's dead finally.
Yeah, thank God that's over with. Well, now the movies are going to be coming out. Supposedly, like, Tarantino's going to be doing some Manson thing in his next movie, which I, another one that I want to
watch. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be, like, all these movies are going to glorify how cool he was.
Well, I think it's about L.A., and it's going to be about him, too. But, yeah, David Cassidy, the 1970s. Yep.
Super
Partridge
icon.
Family, super teen heartthrob, whatever they call it. You know,
dementia, right?
Dementia, but he died of organ failure. It was like, man, it was just like everything just dumped on him, you know.
Dang.
67, you know, pretty sad.
And Malcolm Young.
Malcolm Young. He was founding dementia, brothers, too. He had dementia also.
Founding brothers of the AC/DC, you know.
One of the founding.
So we have Angus is still. The Brian Johnson's gone. He didn't die, but he's not done the... You know,
yeah,
there's
Angus,
no, there can't
and,
be
Angus
any,
and Company.
Yeah, there can't be any more AC/DC.
Yep, so...
Very, very sad.
But anyway,
news.
Back to our movie.
Yes, on that upper note. So now they escape, and then they grab a girl's... A couple girls are riding bike on bicycles, so they grab them and take their bikes. And the one lady's whole reason for escaping is to kill...
She has revenge. She wants to get revenge on this doctor who was boyfriends with her sister, and he dumped her.
Yeah.
And she committed suicide over him, so she wants to, like, you know...
Kill this guy.
And then,
isn't he, like, with his mom now?
Nah, and then it turns out that he's with her mom, so...
So the dude had sex with a mother and two daughters?
Yeah, one daughter, I think.
That's the grossest thing in the history of ever.
And what happened was that the thing was he found out about it. And then, like, she was all pissed off, and then she went to a party, and then, like, some guy, like, came up to her and, like, was trying to be nice and gave her a beer, and she flipped out, and she bashed him over her head with a beer bottle and killed him. So I guess that's why she went to prison, but it's not really explained,
you know what I mean?
So that's going on, and then the other one's got her boyfriend looking for her boyfriend, too.
The one in blackface. But then,
before they get there, get off the boat... They hijack these schoolgirls.
Yeah, they take their... And don't worry, they got the pig with, too. They have a little baby pig, because that's a thing.
Yeah.
So they take their suit, their clothing, and they take their bicycles.
Yeah. But then they get, as they're riding their bikes, they get hassled by...
A bunch of guys on Hondas.
Yeah, a bunch of guys on Hondas.
And that's why I was like, they meet the nicest people on a Honda, remember?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You meet the rapiest people on a Honda. And they beat them up, and I was like, okay. So now, this didn't make any sense to me, because if you're walking and you beat up someone on a bike, you have a bike. Now, if you're riding a bike and you beat up someone on a motorcycle, that means you have a motorcycle. But they left the guys with the motorcycles.
They
stepped on the bike. So I was like, well, no, you steal the bike, and then you take the motorcycles and beat someone up with a car, then you drive away in a car. That's just upgrade 101.
That would be logic in most movies and real life.
I was like, hey, we beat up these guys with motorcycles that were trying to rape us.
They did take
now
their
we
money,
have
though.
Motorcycles.
They did steal their money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was one good move or whatever. Yeah. So that's right. And then they go to town.
And they split up. Now they split up when they go to town. And the one lady finds Blackface's boyfriend and is staying with her. They stay with her overnight. Then they get all angry. Like, there's like, oh, why'd you stay with my boyfriend? And she was like, well, I thought you'd be coming here, you know, because they split up because the heat was on. And then they're literally like, oh, I didn't do anything with your boyfriend. What's your problem? Because the Blackface McGee is getting all angry at her and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But now they just start planning this. Oh, now it's time for a revenge plot. And you're like,
it's time for revenge. We got to get revenge on this doctor. And the doctor is, like, screwed over the mom, too, because she was supposed to be the doctor and in her hospital, and he left for some other woman, and then he was going to change career, blah, blah, blah. Totally
confusing. He's kind of a scammer, but, like, a low-level scammer. So, he was sleeping with the mom to become the head doctor of her hospital. I was like, okay, whatever. Then he's basically telling the mother, he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm marrying Mr. Park's daughter, because they own a university, and I'm going to be, like, the head university doctor, or some convoluted crap like that. And you're like, I don't think that's how any of that works, but whatever, I guess, you know. So then he's like, well, so see you later, toots. And she's crying and trying to be, like, you can't do this to me. And then, I don't know.
And then they hatch up a plan. The one girl, Susan, I think she kidnapped the doctor's new girlfriend, or she did something, and she said, okay, I kidnapped your girlfriend. You got to come and meet me at this bridge in order to get her back.
Right.
So the last scene is like on one of those suspension bridges, like from like Super Beast, those scary things.
Yeah,
and to
yeah.
me, it looks like they actually did the scenes on the bridge, you know what I mean? These
probably.
Actors. So it's like, ooh. So anyway, so the two girls got the hostage girl, and they're on the bridge, and they tell him, they actually like the boyfriends, I think, were taking them. And then there's also the parole officer at this. He's chasing after Susan too because he wants to save her or whatever,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So this whole thing happens at the end, and they're like, you know, okay, well here she is, you know, you got to come and get her, you know. And in the meantime, Julie like jumps in front and like confronts the guy and says, put down that gun, you know, because he's going to kill everybody.
Yes.
Put down that gun. And the guy, and he shoots her and he kills her, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He kills Blackface Girl. She's like, oh my God, okay.
That was surprising. I was like, wait, what? But she gave herself because she knew she was going to die anyway.
Yeah. So then the other girl, Susan, walks up to the guy. He goes, you know, you did this to my mother, blah, blah, and this and the other thing. And, you know, the guy's like, you know, I'm going to shoot you or whatever. And then, you know, oh, that's right. He didn't have a gun, did he?
No.
He didn't have a gun. So like, the girl goes, I'm going to get you. And then he turns around to go away, and she ends up shooting him as he's trying to escape.
Yeah.
And then I think he falls off the cliff.
Well, yeah, he climbs up to the top, and they try to have this heartfelt talk. Like, she shoots him in the butt, and he gets to the top of the other side of the suspension bridge, and he's sitting up there. And then, like, and then, like, gravity kills the doctor.
Yeah.
So he's vanquished by gravity.
Yeah.
I also wanted to point out, I have him in my notes, there was two times there was this karate fight, and the people were saved by tuberculosis. The black girl would start doing her moves, then she just started coughing fit, and then they would leave.
That's right.
So I was like, huh, okay, weird.
That's right.
Saved by tuberculosis, everyone. That is a thing that happens not once, but twice in this movie. Yeah, and then gravity killed the bad guy, and you're like, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, video killed the radio star, so...
Sure, why not? And, you know, and this... very... Not confusing, and it was well made. It wasn't like you saw boom mics and all this weird stuff, but it was just kind of like one of those forgetful things
confusing.
Where you're like...
It was a little confusing for me. All the... it was confusing. It was cheaply made. I mean, it was okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was typical... You know, the company was ASO America Productions or something like that. It's like, okay.
you're like, okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
ASO America, yeah, okay. And it looks like it had fake American names on the title.
Yeah,
directed
yeah,
by
yeah.
Roy Rosenberg or something like that. And you're
okay.
Like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, sure, you know, no problem.
Very,
Yeah, not what I expected.
No.
More of a drama, more of a soap opera than an actual action movie, you know. But, you know, when you see the Wu-Tang collection, you figure, it's got to have some, you know.
I used to think that until I bought...
Have some fighting.
I bought a Blu-ray that Wu-Tang put out. It was like the 8 diagrams or something like that, and it was horrible. It was... They didn't even... It was literally a pan and scan onto Blu-ray, and I was like, you got me, because these are terrible. Like... Yes, it holds 8 movies, but they didn't even upscale them. They didn't even clean them up. There was nothing. It was just rip and go, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, boo to you. But there is a lot on that channel. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, there is a lot.
And we'll be referencing that early and often, because there was a whole segment that says English language. And I was like, yep, there we go, you know?
Yeah.
So it'll be all right.
So, yeah, that's our movie for today.
It's very forgettable, sadly.
Could have been a contender. I mean, the girls are cute, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty, you know.
You know, but not really enough to make this movie worth, like, giving a thumbs up or anything. So
no. This
it's
is
like a 5.
That's what I was going to say. This is a straight 4.5 to 5 all day long, because you're like, eh. I actually lean towards the don't bother with it. There's so many out there that do so much more, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And this was probably heart of the grindhouse, where they just were cranking them out.
This probably didn't even play in a theater. This probably was straight to video.
Yeah, gave it a flashy name. Show
straight to Dutch video or Swedish video.
Watch this is like one of their top rated cult movies in Sweden or something.
You'd think for a country that maybe is that culturally advanced, they would have more aesthetic ability. They would be more aesthetic. artistically aesthetic with their subtitles. You know, yeah. It was just like, it was
They're even like left justified. I was like, come on, man.
That's kind of cool because it's not in the middle of a picture, but it's like they were big and they were bulky and they were, whatever. You know, I'm not going to rip on this movie anymore. When we do Asian cult cinema, we're not expecting the world, you know. But.
Well, you're expecting more than this. Yeah. And then after I chose this, I was like, all right, well, we slogged through that, but now I have a Godzilla movie to look forward to. That's all I cared about. I was like, yeah, Godzilla versus Smog Monster. And it didn't launch, and I was heartbroken. And I immediately went to my computer and I dug and dug and dug. And I went to my closet, DVD closet, and I'm looking and looking and looking, and it never happened.
It's also known as Godzilla versus Hedorah.
Yeah, and I said, no. It's like, my God.
Sorry, I guess every once in a while when I drag something from my computer to a flash drive, it looks like it, you know, copied properly, but sometimes they don't.
It didn't play. Yeah. So then I wrote Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown for next week's Asian Cult Cinema, and he said, well... Here's some Philippines, and there was
a few other choices. You know, I couldn't find anything. It was either stuff like Mighty Jack or stuff like that. So it's like, you know what? Let's go back to the Philippines because you're gonna get Sid Haig, you're gonna get John Astley, you're gonna get Vic Diaz. They're familiar faces.
Yeah.
They're like guides. They're like B movie.
And the stars in the skies.
Eddie Garcia. You know why? Why not?
But that wasn't this week. That's next week.
I actually gave you a movie called Sweet Sugar, which delivers the goods. But it turns out it looks like it was filmed in the Philippines, but it was actually filmed in Costa Rica. And since we're not doing Costa Rican cult cinema, then
I ripped it anyway, so we have that in the bank for another time.
For a slow robot.
Yep.
Or something.
All right, that's it for this week. My name's Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius,
and we'll see you next week with way more Asian culty cinema y stuff. See you next week, everyone.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!